Bicycle.
I want to ride my
Well, listen, as you're driving into work today, get ready. In the District of Columbia and other places, you're going to see a lot more bicycles, perhaps, than you normally do. That's because this is Take Your Bike to Work Day. Bike to Work Day. And joining us on the line right now is Bruce Deming, also known as the Bike Lawyer, who is an advocate for bicyclists, to tell us more about this particular event. So a lot of people are going to be riding their bikes today. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you here, Bruce. I have concerns about mixing cars and bikes. And it seems to me that it's getting very dangerous for bicyclists on the street because we're putting cars and bikes together in very close proximity.
Well, we are, Brian. Good morning, by the way, and happy Bike to Work Day, everybody. This is a fantastic event, Brian, and we've got 83 locations around the D.C. area today, thousands of cyclists turning out. And you make a fair point. You know, there are more bicycles on the road than ever before, a lot of cars on the road, too. But the fact is that there are fewer cars transporting people into the city than there have been in the past. People are taking alternative approaches to commuting. They're using the bus. They're using Metro. They're using their bikes. And so we're going to all have to work harder at getting along on the roads. We need to develop a better culture of safety. Mayor Bowser's Vision Zero initiative has a lot of great stuff pending before the D.C. Council to improve the safety. And you're right. I mean, look, the safety of everyone, you know, cars, pedestrians, and cyclists is really important. So we all have to work together to make sure that everyone can be safe out there and get to work safe.
Well, we're seeing more bike lanes, more bikes. And let me tell you, you may say there are fewer cars, but I don't think that's going to be the case in the days ahead. As the metro system goes down for repairs, more and more people are going to be forced to drive their cars into the city. And I think that we're heading into a very dangerous time.
Well, you know, it's always potentially dangerous when you mix different modes of transportation on the road. But the fact is that people are going to continue to bike. They're going to continue to drive, as you say. And we're not going to be able to avoid the combination. What we can do, as you pointed out, is build out the infrastructure to a greater degree so that we can get people in and out safely. Protected bike lanes are one way to do that. We're building more of them. And, you know, better laws, better awareness. There's all kinds of things that can be done to at least increase the safety margin for everybody.
Hey, Bruce, what about people who you live out in the suburbs, you know, that aren't right in D.C. and can't just grab one of those bikes that you can rent and get around the city? What about people in the suburbs? How has that changed in terms of biking to work? Do you see more people doing that, or has that sort of stayed flat?
No, it's increased enormously, Susan, enormously. Where I live here in Arlington, you know, I'm sitting right now at Freedom Park here in Arlington County, and I've got, I mean, there are thousands of cyclists that are pouring down through here. These are people that commute into the city every day. Some of them ride 40 or 50 miles one way.
Wow.
To get into the
Wow.
city every day. They take the WNOD bike path, which is an amazing resource. There's the Custis Trail. There's all kinds of really good commuter routes that are, in fact, separated from traffic. So, and there's tremendous amount of information out there. Arlington Transportation Partners, Bike Arlington, has put out some great maps. WABA, the Washington Area Bicycle Association, has a lot of good information on their website, waba.org, to give commuters an opportunity to learn where to ride, how to do it, and how to get in and out safely.
What is your sense from bicyclists in terms of how cars are reacting to them? Has there been any improvement or changes over the years in terms of whether they feel, you know, less threatened by cars? Because there's always this conflict between the cars and the bikes. Has there been more bikers? Do you see any improvement in that relationship?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, but I think, you know, there's a better awareness of cyclists out there. And I think we're seeing more cyclists taking their responsibilities more seriously.
Hmm.
You know, people criticize bikers for running red lights and things like that. That has to stop. And I think everyone realizes that everyone has to obey the law and to be respectful of the other people on the road.
Yeah, I do see the bike still blowing through the red lights
yeah.
and stuff.
I'm just wondering, one thing about that is that if I in my car and I drive through an intersection and I blow a red light and the camera catches me, I'm going to get a ticket. Should we put something that identifies people on their bicycles so that they can also be ticketed?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, that's an interesting idea. I've never actually heard that proposed. Whether or not the council would go for something like that, I really don't know.
It's a real safety issue. It is, because you can't see them as well, and then they go flying through the red light, and you're in your car.
Absolutely. You know, as a lawyer that represents injured cyclists, I have a lot at stake in advocating for cycling in Washington, and I'm always advocating for cyclists. Make a full stop at every stop sign, every stop light, put your feet down on the ground, and be in the process. You'll not only be safer, but you'll be a good ambassador for cycling.
Well, we need some of those.
All right, we do.
All right, Bruce Deming, a bike advocate on this Bike to Work Day. And if you're driving a car today, just be aware you're going to see a lot more cyclists on the road today. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot more cyclists in the days ahead. It's becoming a thing. And I've expressed my concern. They're in too close proximity. They really are in too close proximity. You mix heavy cars and light bicycles, it is not going to end well for the bicyclist if you have an interaction.